Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The investigation continues as the sheriff's office is requesting the public's help. A burglary at the KIEM Channel 3 studios. The break-in occurred sometime between 8:30 on Saturday night and 11 a.m. Sunday morning. The thieves stole four video cameras and a scanner, equipment estimated at a worth of $10,000. The equipment was taken from a trailer located behind the building, and there are no signs of forced entry. Three of the cameras are manufactured by Sony and the fourth by Panasonic. While the scanner is a Radio Shack product, anyone with information about the equipment or the burglary is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The coroner's office has identified 32-year-old Susan Archer as the woman who was swept out to sea from a Shelter Cove beach Sunday. Archer was walking with her boyfriend and her dog, following a trail of rocks that lead to the water, when a wave hit and swept Archer and the dog into the ocean. The boyfriend was slammed up against a rock and suffered lacerations and bruising, but was able to crawl onto a rock to call 911. Shelter Cove volunteer firefighters responded along with Coast Guard. Archer's body was recovered about 300 yards offshore. The dog managed to get out of the water and run home, and the boyfriend managed to climb out of the rocks and meet rescue crews on land. The Arcata Fire Department has an odd problem. There are fires in its district that have not been reported through the 911 system. Assistant Chief Desmond Cowan said in a press release that there have been at least four unreported fires recently, fires that were put out by people on the scene but who did not call the fire department to report the fires. The assistant fire chief said that one of the fires located in an attached garage could have been very serious for the property owners. Another fire found behind a business in Arcata was extinguished. It also went unreported for 4 days, again creating a serious danger for the property owner. Arcata Fire wants to remind residents to always call 911 in the event of a fire, because it provides the fastest and most effective way to ensure the incident is dealt with properly. Arcata police are investigating a suspected armed robbery that took place in the 400 block of E Street in Arcata Saturday afternoon. Officers learned that the victim had attempted to sell a pound of marijuana for $1,000 to a group of men when one of the suspects pulled a handgun, demanding the weed, but also took his cell phone, wallet, and keys. Suspects are described only as black male adults who were seen driving a dark-colored Chevy Impala with a broken windshield. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata police. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The Fortuna Chamber of Commerce will host its third annual State of the City Breakfast Thursday, and for the new city manager, Regan Candelario, it's his first time attending the event in the current position. Candelario has been asked by the chamber to provide input from the city government's angle.
They've asked me for this year to come out and really provide a little bit more detail in terms of what the state of the city really is. As you can imagine, that can go a lot of different directions, but the way I understand my role is to be informational and to share with the business community, you know, our organization, what we've got going on.
Candelario also wants the discussion to help him and the Fortuna City government.
I want to gather that data and find out from the business community and the people there, what do they want to see? You know, we're a representative government and, you know, our city council provides policy direction and they get that from their constituents. And, you know, I feel it's my job to get out and solicit as much of that as possible so that I know that what we're doing is truly what the community wants and that, you know, when we do project X, Y, or Z, we, you know, are going in the right direction.
He went on to point out that the flow of information will help all parties make decisions in the best interest of Fortuna. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.